So if there is no wisdom or yoni-sopmanaskara, which is wisdom at every moment of sense experience, then the mind will be conditioned into craving via the link, vedana, pachyas, tanha. Then depending on feeling, craving, condition comes to be. When there is no wisdom or wise attention, yoni-sopmanaskara at the moment of sense experience, the paticca-samuppada move. Understand? That's why finally, it conditions grasping, then becoming, then you take birth. Jati, then arise the whole mess of suffering. And this is what paticca. And the first time I saw it, I was full of joy. I said, this is what happened to living being. I saw it inside me. And when I had the wisdom, I realized this yoni so manasikara came out and prompted me. Then my mind cannot stir. Then I got more and more space within thought. Because when this understanding is there, thing is just the way it is. Living being is just the way they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. All this understanding, when they unfold, they are like wisdom. Yoniso manasikara. So at the moment of sense experience, the Dhamma teaching all come up. Sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe Dhamma anatta. Then everything is unreal, dependent originating. That's why the Diamond Sutta, the famous say, Yiqie yu wei fa, zu mong huan pao ying, zu lu yi lu tian, ying zuo lu si guan. All this will prompt you, spontaneously come out. No need to do anything. Then you cannot stir already. Because everything is just the way it is. Not what you think. No more delusion. That's why enlightenment and awakening is not you see light and become enlightened. It's the direct seeing that trigger of the insight or the wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot free. That's why I always advise Kayamita, always remember when you meditate, you must develop wisdom. We are only wisdom free. Not all the fantastic mind state or meditation. Xu Yun also went through one. All the psychic, special phenomena. But luckily he knew that these are deviant samadhi, defilement of insight, the 10 defilement of insight. So he did not cling and did not attach. But he doesn't know that you cannot actually have a mind that seek enlightenment. You strive very hard, no use. That's why you appreciate why J. Krishnamurti say this word. Do you remember? Wherever there is an effort, there is no meditation. Who exert effort? Huh? The thought is there. The ego is there. But if you don't understand, the Buddhists, pardon me for saying this, they will say, how can the Buddha teach right effort? No. How to talk to this type of people? Understand? They quote the Buddha correct now, right effort. Four right efforts, not one. But you don't understand. If the thought is the one that strives, you cannot awaken. The last advice of the Buddha, apamadena sampadeta. You know what is the meaning? Strive on with, which means what? Without heedfulness, don't strive now. Understand? Strive on with heedfulness now. You got heedfulness now. Don't have, you go and strive. The thought is striving, understand? So the meaning is very deep, very penetrating. So before we have the understanding, all this very natural, very normal. We are at that point of time you don't understand. Your mind is like that. You will think like that. And we can see how we grew up. When we are young, our views are different. Our conditioning are different. Our whatever understanding is different. But as we grew up, we accumulate more understanding. I use the word understanding, not more knowledge. More knowledge make you what? Smart, rigid, and also what? Cunning. You got a lot of knowledge, then egoic, understand? That is a natural consequence of a person that don't have wisdom, but knowledge. Knowledge bind, the Buddha said. The Mahayana Sutta is very good, the Pure Land teaching. He said got two type of obstacle that prevent wisdom. 所知障, you heard of it, huh? 烦恼障. So知障 means what? Knowledge bind. Whatever you know what Krishnamurti said. The most dangerous person in this world is what? The one who say, I know. Understand or not? Why? He said nothing to know. All your knowing comes from what? Your memory, understand? Which is your knowledge, perception. You must have wisdom to understand things. That's why he said the most dangerous person is the one who say, I know. That is 所知障, you know too much, you got knowledge. The other one is what? Ah, 烦恼障. When you worry, is it an obstruction? Definitely you are. Why do you worry? You have the evil root of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Otherwise, your mind cannot be restless. Understand? That's why they know. When you have 烦恼, means worry, born of fear and anxiety, all those things, or the evil roots are there. That's why it will trigger off what they call obstruction for you to receive truth. Where it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So all these teachings are there, but hardly anybody knows how to piece them together. You think Krishnamurti teach differently? You think Pure Land teach differently? No, they are the same. Strive on with heedfulness. Don't strive before heedfulness. Understand? And you must know the five spiritual faculty. Virya is not effort. You know? Do you know what is virya? Or not? Under the Noble Eightfold Path, what is right effort? Ingbi will know. Ah. Vayama, sama vayama. He never used the word sama virya, no, understand? But virya is not vayama, no, understand? That's why a lot of English books, the Theravada, they say that virya is right effort, no. Effort, no. You all know about it, right? Yeah, they also Sunday school teacher, I think they know. Definitely they know. So, hopefully with this clarification, people can understand. Okay?